Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, sports fans, welcome back to Athlete Edge. Quick sports motivation. Your boy Jake Cotter here, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something that might surprise you journaling. I know, it sounds a little old school, right? Like something your grandma would do before bed with a cup of chamomile tea. But trust me, this ain't your average diary entry stuff. We're talking about using the power of pen and paper or fingers on a screen, whatever works for you, to unlock a whole new level of self-awareness, which is like cheat code number one for achieving your goals, both on and off the field. Ever felt stuck? Like you're just going through the motions, but not really getting anywhere? You know that feeling when your mind feels like a tangled mess of thoughts and emotions, making it hard to focus and make clear decisions? Well, journaling can be your secret weapon for untangling that mental knot and gaining clarity. Think of it as a personal training session for your brain. First things first, journaling isn't about perfect grammar or eloquent prose. It's about getting those raw thoughts and feelings out on paper. Don't censor yourself, just let it flow. You know how sometimes you hit the gym and lift weights that feel impossible at first? Journaling is like that mental strength training, pushing yourself to dig deeper, explore your thoughts and emotions honestly. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journaling journey. 1. Identify your why. Before you even pick up a pen, ask yourself why you want to start journaling. Are you looking to improve your focus, manage stress, or gain better self-understanding? Having a clear purpose will keep you motivated and help you tailor your entries to achieve specific goals. It's like setting those SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound for your mind. 2. Make it a habit. Consistency is key with anything worth doing, right? Aim for at least 10 minutes of journaling each day. You can do it first thing in the morning to set the tone for your day, but before bed to reflect on what happened and release any lingering stress. Think of it like warming up those mental muscles. A few minutes every day makes a world of difference. 3. Ask powerful questions. Don't just write down random thoughts, guide yourself with intentional questions. Ask yourself about your motivations, fears, challenges, or even moments of joy. For example, what am I most grateful for today? What obstacle am I facing and how can I overcome it? What small step can I take towards my biggest goal? These questions can unlock insights you might not have realized were hiding beneath the surface. 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, there's no right or wrong way to journal. It's your personal space for reflection and growth. Don't worry about grammar, spelling, or making it sound impressive. Just let those thoughts flow freely. Think of it like a brainstorming session with yourself. The goal is to get it all out there, even if it seems messy at first. 5. Reflect and analyze. Don't just write, take time to review your entries. Look for patterns, recurring themes, or insights that stand out. This can help you identify areas where you need to grow, make positive changes, or simply appreciate your progress. It's like analyzing game footage. Looking back helps you see the bigger picture and make adjustments for future wins. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a marathon runner who's been feeling stuck in her training. She starts journaling, jotting down not just her runs but also her thoughts, feelings, and any challenges she faces. She realizes that whenever she feels overwhelmed, she tends to skip her warm-up, which leads to injuries. By recognizing this pattern, she can make a conscious effort to prioritize her warm-ups and build mental resilience. See? Journaling isn't just about words on paper, it's about gaining self-awareness and taking action. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to unlock that inner power through journaling. Remember, this is about making consistent efforts, being honest with yourself, and using those insights to fuel your growth. It's like training your brain for a victory, one insightful journal entry at a time. Ready to level up? Grab a pen, open a notebook, or fire up that Notes app on your phone and start journaling today. And hey, don't forget to share your experiences with me. Tag at @athletesedgepod on social media and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.